Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently residing in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something you're in need of in your life, then you've come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, and crazy stories from my own career choices. You will also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversation continues after the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the hashtag TheHappyWorkaholic. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, KellyanneGorman.com, and sign up to receive my weekly VIP newsletter. Now let's get started with today's show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 6. Today I want to talk about business etiquette and how to engage properly online. Now, I don't know about you, but lately I've been getting a lot more spam, especially on LinkedIn. I've been getting a lot of crazy messages, actually, after I connect. And I want to kind of talk about that a little bit today. So first of all, hopefully we all know how to send a proper business formal email. We all should know how to do that by now. So the same goes when you want to, especially on LinkedIn, connect with somebody. You don't want to be spammy. I know that there is a lot of software out there now, and people actually post it in their LinkedIn profile bio that they have over 20,000 connections. But how many of those 20,000 people do you actually need to know, or do you talk to, or can you do business together with or engage with online? It's just a number. And I used to be obsessed with numbers a few years back, but now my priority is to engage with the ones that I have now and the ones that I connect with in the future, because engagement is key to growing your business and your brand. And just in general, when you want to make a new connection, you want to, I mean, this goes back to like old school, like use your manners. Just say please, say thank you, say good afternoon, say good morning, say have a great evening. I mean, it's literally like the simple things that you need to put in an email that make it so much more professional, especially on LinkedIn. So going back to that, I've just been getting so much spam on LinkedIn. We'll accept a connection. There is a proper message saying, hi, I want to connect. Like, I think this would be great. Or if we connect, like we have so-and-so in common. So that means they actually did their research. That's another pet peeve of mine, is when you don't research who you're connecting with and then you immediately spam them. But if you took a minute or two to look at somebody's profile prior to connecting with them and seeing what they actually have done, and then you're pitching something that they already do, that just means you don't care. So why would I want to create a conversation and a relationship with you online if you're literally just spamming me, or we make a connection and immediately you send me an inbox email and it's a mile long? It's just too much. Now, something I personally do, for example, on Twitter, I have a lot of automated things set up on my social media. On my Facebook page, I have an automated message so that once you like my page or you send me a personal message, it immediately sends back a message saying, I got your message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So that person knows, like, they have made contact, I see it. And when I have 2 minutes, like, we will start a conversation. The same thing goes for Twitter, where I have an automated direct message set up. So every new follower I get, and I use an app called Crowdfire, which I love, it's free, and it sends them a message. So it says, although this message may be automated, I truly appreciate you taking the time to follow me. Let's connect. And then that initiates a conversation. And I do state in the actual message saying, I know this is automated, so that they know that I'm not just spamming them, that it is my way to initiate that conversation and know that I will get back to them. You know, it's kind of like leaving a voicemail on somebody's phone. You leave a voicemail, you know that they're going to get back to you. So I did the same thing with Twitter and Facebook. But on LinkedIn, it's a lot more professional of a platform. It's like the professional version of Facebook. And by the way, they're rolling out video soon, which I cannot wait to utilize that platform because I've been waiting forever. But as far as business etiquette goes and just sending out emails, another thing that is so spammy is you make the initial connection on LinkedIn, then they'll inbox you with their mile-long pitch, and then they'll get your email and send the same thing in your email or another long pitch. And that just shows like you literally don't care. I mean, it may make sense for some businesses, and obviously a lot of people are on it for sales and marketing, but I am on there to help people build brands. And in one of my e-courses that I had taught a couple months ago, one of our lessons was about business etiquette and please and thank yous and just like common sense, like use your manners, say like how excited you are. I mean, I'm like a huge exclamation point and caps girl. So if you've ever gotten an email from me or seen anything I post, you'll definitely know that. And I always say I'm excited because I am so excited. But going back to the etiquette part, it just makes common sense. Like if you're online networking for sales to get more sales to grow your business, you obviously want to create a great relationship from the beginning. You don't just want to spam people. I think that there's just so much software out there now that people are just kind of getting obsessed with like their numbers and how many people they're connecting with. But a couple months back, I actually read an article, I think it was on Forbes, about Facebook taking away the number of likes. So if that were to happen across all of our social media platform, our numbers, how many people are you actually engaging with and having conversations with and growing a relationship with online? It's not all about the number. So if everyone's number was taken away, nobody knew how many followers you have anywhere. What is the true connection that you have together? What is the point of connecting? That's why you always want to start from the very beginning with proper business etiquette and using manners and creating that relationship and kicking it off from the very beginning on a good note. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that just because I've been getting so much spam lately and it's just like driving me nuts. And it's not even just going into my inbox, it immediately goes into my email and then I start getting all their newsletters and I didn't sign up for that. So I have to then unsubscribe, and then I will sometimes unfriend them on LinkedIn or on Facebook. I've been getting a lot more friend requests on my personal Facebook, which I prefer just to have like family and friends, but I do business with family with friends. So some people are just the Facebook type, but I try to keep everything business related on my professional Facebook page, my business page, and then I'll repost on my personal just to keep them separate. Because it just makes more sense for me, even though my brand is personal. But I will share the information on my personal page. But I've just been also getting a lot of new friend requests on my personal, which I would prefer if they just would like my business page, because it just makes more sense for me there. And we can start the conversation over on my Facebook page through the direct messenger app. But that's just me. That's just what I prefer. So I just kind of wanted to know, like, what your thoughts were on business etiquette, and if you were also getting an abundance of spam and crazy things lately. Like, I just feel like LinkedIn is the worst at this right now, where I never, and in groups there too. I used to be in a lot of groups, whether it's for private aviation or social media or hotel associations and luxury travel groups. They've just become so spammy. I can't even keep track of conversations, really. So I've kind of joined a lot more Facebook groups instead of LinkedIn groups. I will, however, go. LinkedIn is usually, Thursdays is usually my LinkedIn day, where I go in to the platform and spend more time on their networking, as Thursday is also the day that I always post my LinkedIn blog, my published post. So I spend a couple more hours on there than normal throughout the week. Thursday is my LinkedIn day, and that's just my personal schedule. But I just want to say that if you are going to create a relationship and you're looking to engage with people online, just a quick hello, or just type in a comment like, "It's so nice to meet you. I've been following you." Send them a direct message if you can. Send them in the message like, "I'm looking to connect with you. Why?" or X, Y, and Z. And just start the conversation and get it going. Because the more, this world is so small, and especially living in Las Vegas, everybody is connected. And you always want, the best type of business is referrals, right? So you always want to start off a conversation and a relationship on the best note possible, because that's something that is always remembered. I can tell you any of my online connections and people I've met online, and then I've actually met in person after the fact, it's a very different situation sometimes. But you know, that's just the digital world that we live in. And I've also done business with a lot of people online that I've never physically met in person, but we do video calls, and it's like I've known them for years, because our relationship started on such a great note and such positivity, and they had business etiquette and manners, and I just love seeing that. And it could be old school, but if you're looking to connect with somebody, just let them know why. Introduce yourself formally. You know, they're going to do the research if they're smart and look you up. So, for example, if I'm trying to connect with somebody new online and they see how excited I am, and you know, I use exclamation points and my caps, like, they know they're going to get that in an email one day, because that's just my personality. But I always send a note introducing myself, telling them why I want to connect, like, let's hop on a call. I always say that, because that way I can really judge their personality, see if we click, see if business makes sense, or we just want to engage online and help, you know, grow each other's brand or business. It's like a full circle when it comes to that. So business etiquette, please, please just always use your please and thank yous and your manners, and introduce yourself properly. And I'm telling you, if you change these little things, and no spamming and any of that annoying stuff, it'll come, all the business will come back to you. Everything will always come back. It's like karma. So I just kind of wanted to discuss that today and see if any of you guys listening ever had a situation you wanted to share, or if you had any pet peeves like mine, or you feel like certain platforms are becoming more spammy the more software that's available. I'd love to hear about it. So if you want to keep the conversation going, feel free to tweet me at Kelly Ann Gorman and use the hashtag #TheHappyWorkaholic, and I'll be there to answer your questions and just keep the conversation going about business etiquette and how you feel it's kind of evolving right now. So I hope that you guys enjoyed the show, and I will talk to you all soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search under the hashtag #TheHappyWorkaholic. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of my episodes. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always reach me via my website at KellyAnnGorman.com. Oh, and while you're there, make sure you sign up to receive my VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered in your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.